Mike. What was the process like of getting to know Mike? He said he knew you a little bit, but a lot through other people. So when you two got together, what was that?
Sure, yeah, and he was right. It was a lot of mutual friends. I mean, over time in this business, the football fraternity, you get to know a lot of people. And it's funny, he was at University of Pittsburgh going way back in the early 90s, and we just missed each other there. I think he was there with Gottfried maybe, and I came in with Major's first year. So there's been a lot of situations like that. But no, we have some very close friends, mutual friends in the business. Got to spend a little bit of time with him at one of the owner's meetings a couple years ago when I was at Cleveland. And when we got together, it was just, I think at the shared philosophy and the mentality, the approach to football, kind of integrating old school techniques, old school foundation, but also using, cutting edge and thinking outside of the box. I think that's where we felt like we were really in tune.
Mike, what do you think of the defense that's here, that's intact, the players, and what do you think you can get out of those guys?
Oh, I haven't, with the staff getting together, we're working through the roster evaluation piece of it. There's certainly, it's the cupboard certainly isn't bare. There are some quality football players here, but that's something that as we get going, and the free agency process and the draft process, we build a depth chart and we can assess not only what our needs are, but the priority for filling those needs, and hopefully from the personnel department through the coaching staff that we're on the same page with that.
Hey Mike,
talking with Jimmy Leonard about your defense, he played for you a bunch of different places. One of the things he kept talking about was the flexibility. You're not a 4-3, you're not a 3-4. Can you just give Packers fans maybe a feel for what your defensive philosophy is and why that flexibility is so important?
Sure. First of all, the 3-4-4-3 debate, I think, has really fallen by the wayside in recent years just because 10 years ago, you played base defense 700 snaps a year, and three wide receivers or more was pretty much limited to third downs and 2 minute, and that's completely flipped, especially with the advent of the college offenses being pushed towards the NFL and the college run game and a lot more spread formations, and so we really, even though we call it base, it really isn't our base anymore. It's something that you might only be in 12 to 15 snaps a game. So we've played 3-4. The system's flexible enough. That we have our two outside linebackers are our Sam and our Rush, and they very easily can be stand-up 3-4 type outside linebackers. But then we have the flexibility too that typically the Rush can put his hand down and we can get to any 4-3 alignment. So again, it'll be an assessment of what's here, what do we do well. When I was in New York, we had Calvin Pace and Brian Thomas were our two outside linebackers. They had very much mirrored skill sets. So they could really almost play left and right, and one could be the Sam, one could be the Rush, and they could mix it up. And when I went to Buffalo, it was Mario Williams and Mandy Lawson. So clearly, Mario being similar to Terrell Suggs that we had in Baltimore was a guy that would be very foolish to not have him going towards the quarterback as opposed to away from him. So you have to be able to adjust that way, and that's part of the process now is evaluating the talent we have. I've always been a big believer in you have your system and you have an idea of what you want and make every effort to build the roster that way. But in the meantime, you can't win with players you don't have. So you got to assess, who's on campus and how can we best build the defense to take advantage of their skill set.
What do you think you have in Clay Matthews as he gets into the later stages of his career?
The first thing that jumps out is his versatility, that this is a guy that can play on the edge. He can rush inside. He's played. He's had a good season playing inside linebacker. And I've always believed in having those versatile hybrid type players for two reasons. One, guy that can play multiple positions can give you depth. So if you have an injury, which I never like to talk about, we say if a guy breaks a chin strap, that you can put a guy in at a move him around, and so when you have multiple versatile guys, that adds depth. And the other thing is from an identification standpoint on the other side of the ball, that they don't clearly see, okay, he's always this position, he's always this position, that guy's always the strong safety, that guy's always the free. When you can move guys around and trade jobs, not just within game, but week to week. You know, because a big part of offense is identifying who the rushers are and what positions they're playing. So when you have guys like that, it helps you be, you know, creative part. You can do a lot more with those players. So, you know, and he could still line up on the edge and rush the passer. So I'm looking forward. I got a chance to meet him last week, and we had a great conversation, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
Mike, is Ryan the only guy who's actually coached with you or with Rex in the system? And if so, if you don't have a lot of guys who don't know the system, how much teaching do you have to do, and what's that process going to be like?
Ryan Downard was with us in Cleveland. Outstanding young coach. That he's I'm thrilled to be able to have him here, and that really saves from that initial teaching part. But I don't see that as a negative. I'm excited to work with Joe Witt. I've heard great things about Joe from afar, and certainly been proven to me very true. Right from the get go, very knowledgeable, not just in the coverage part, but the technique piece, the teaching part of it, and there's also just defense in general. Patrick Graham is a guy that spent 7 years in New England, was with the Giants. You know, these are guys that helps me expand, my knowledge base. I think if you always work, you kind of travel around with guys that you've always worked with, I think that limits you. And now this is a whole fresh set of ideas. And these guys are, when you build a staff, you want excellent teachers, excellent coaches, and guys that have varied backgrounds that you can, draw ideas from. Those are two guys that, in particular, that I'm really looking forward to working with, and it's well deserved. The world deserving of the titles of pass game coordinator and run game.
Mike, what kind of responsibilities did you have this past season as a consultant in Seattle, and what did you gain from that experience?
It was an outstanding experience. I got a chance to go out there in the spring, spend some time, and then also went back out for training camp, and then the technology allowed me to have access to all the film from home. And it was good for me to work. I worked both sides of the ball, so I was able to give an advanced report from a coaching perspective on their upcoming opponents. I would do a periodic self-scout, which was good for me just to be exposed to a new system. The Seattle defensive system is one that's very, very highly regarded, highly touted, has been great statistically over time. So it was great to be exposed to that and pull some ideas from it. And then the other thing, too, that you just kind of take for granted was just having access to see the personnel in the league again. You look at the career length and so much turnover, just the rookie class and then the second-year class, seeing those guys come in and have a much better sense of league-wide, what's happening. And for me, it was really my first experience in the NFC. I'd been an AFC guy for my entire career, Baltimore to the Jets to the Bills to the Browns. I'm working my way along the Great Lakes. I'm afraid my next job is going to be in Canada, though, the way that if you draw a map of where I've been. But the funny thing is, and we were talking about it on the way downstairs, I had never been to Green Bay until I flew in for my interview. I'd always missed it. I was always bummed because people say, what's Lambeau Field like? And never in a preseason game, never in a regular season game, I had always missed it. So I'd been to every other NFL city. I haven't been coached in all the stadiums because of all the newer ones. But this was the one place. My first view of Lambeau was out the plane window, early last week. What's that?
What do you remember from your Packers opponent scout last year? And does that help you to have a?
No, that did help me get a real good feel for the roster, and it was one that was a lot of information because it was the Seahawks opener. So you always end up kind of over preparing for the opener. So I was able to watch a lot of the 2016 film for sure. That absolutely did help.
Hey, Mike, in an ideal world, what does a Mike Patton defense look like?
First of all, we're going to be prepared. It's about paying attention to detail. There's no magical. People talk about scheme and what kind of playbook. That's a very small part of playing good defense, playing great defense. It all starts with the fundamentals. I've always said we can line up and play one front and one coverage. If our guys are prepared and we play with great technique and great passion, we'll be successful. So I've always want to make sure that our guys know scheme is worthless unless your guys play with great passion and great technique. So the cornerstone for us is going to be, first of all, fundamentally sound, play smart football. We coach the heck out of the little details. And, if you want to get into the schematic stuff a little bit, I like to appear multiple. I know people have said that the system can be very complicated. We like to appear multiple without necessarily, you know, putting that much stuff in. So it's not a system that I think is overwhelming to learn. The league has changed. When I first got in the league, it was easy to have 50 or 60 defenses up for a game. Now you're 20 to 25. Why? Because a lot of times you're dealing with young players that haven't been, you know, veteran guys in a system that know it. And then also you're dealing with the new CBA where you have limited time to get with them, especially in the off season, for them to learn that foundation. So I think you, as a coach, you have to adjust. But no, if you look at us, I mean, I think, you know, you're going to see us. We're going to be multiple, and we're going to be aggressive.
Mike, you said that you had a relationship, I mean, an understanding with Mike McCarthy, and now you come in following a veteran like Dom. Mm-hmm. What is it about your persona or your style that you think is going to best serve Green Bay moving forward?
I'm going to be direct. We're going to be thorough. I'm going to be very thorough, very direct. And that's how I see it. I don't really get into all the stuff in the periphery. I know what my job is. The first part of it is get our coaching staff all on the same page and coached up as far as what we're going to do and collaborate and come to a great agreement on how we're going to do things. And the playbook, like I said, is just a small part of it. It's a system thing as well. How do we practice? How do we meet? How do we evaluate the players? And then the NFL, it's all about the players. I can't wait for them to get into town. You know, I've already reached out to all of them, but just tell them how, you know, fired up I am to be here. But at the same time, you got to get with players and get to know them. And you can't broad stroke approach when you're coaching players or when you're teaching. You know, you have to learn your learner, and that's a big part of getting to know your guys. And, you know, they learn better through walking through it, seeing it on video, going through it on the grease board. So the more that you can get involved and get to know your players, the better off you're going to be.
Mike, you're in a position here where if the defense does well, you might get another chance at a head coaching job. It's something that Pat Shurmur obviously did this offseason. Is that something that is attractive to you down the road?
It's not. When I was the head coach, I didn't enjoy the lack of interaction with the actual football part of it. I always made the comparison. It was going from being the teacher to now you're the principal, and the administrative part. You know, it might be as a coordinator, 90% football, 10% administrative stuff, and that essentially flipped. And I didn't like it. I missed the camaraderie of the room, the interaction in the staff room, the interaction with the players. The chess game part of it, the designing a game plan to tailor to your opponent. So that's the furthest things from my mind. I'm here to coordinate an outstanding defense and win a Super Bowl.
Did that kind of factor into the decision to sort of take the 2 years off there? And kind of what was that time like for you to, you know, sort of wait to jump back?
Well, the first year for sure. I mean, I came out of it and it was just, you know, beat up physically, you know, mentally, and I just needed the time off. It took me a while till I felt like I could, you know, smell smells and see colors. But by the time that, you know, late spring rolled around, I have some friends at Kansas City. I went out there and visited them during their OTAs, and it clinched it for me. Like, hey, this is what I do. But took that fall off and still watched a little bit of football, helped some guys out around the league with some projects. But then the Seattle part of it really helped me, just as far as I wasn't all the way back in. But I was in, and I think that was a real good springboard for me.
You've had really good pass defenses throughout your 10 years, wherever you've been. Why do you think that is?
Because we prioritize it. I mean, that's what gets you beat the fastest. I mean, I think you still have to be sound against the run, but you lose a heck of a lot faster when you're giving up chunks in the pass game than you are necessarily in the run game. The run game is important. You have to win on early downs. It's all about third down, getting off the field. But in order to, your third downs have to be quality third downs from a defensive standpoint. So that's why you want to, you just look at the numbers, you know, third and seven plus, the percentages of a team converting that versus third and one, you know, 1-4. So it's critical to win on early downs. But the pass part of it is huge. You have to find a way to affect a quarterback. If you're not sacking them, you're hitting them, you're getting knockdowns, you're getting hurries, and you're in his head a little bit. You're changing up. You know, Coach talked about winning the pre-snap, and that's always been an important aspect of our system. Is if NFL quarterbacks know what you're in pre-snap, you're in trouble. So I think the disguise element and mixing up coverages and making things look similar, but then have the ability to play something different out of it, that whole, and I already mentioned the chess game part of it, I think is important, and that's something we're going to emphasize.
Hey, Mike, last one.
Hey, Mike, have you had people misjudge you based on the book cover kind of thing? I hate to keep referencing Jimmy Leonard, but he said, you know, that you can be a badass if you need to be. But sitting here listening to you, I mean, it's all very cerebral. People get the wrong impression about you because
I've been told my natural resting gaze is not a pleasant one. there's not much I can do about that. Blame my parents for that one. So, no, I mean, I get it, but I've always been drawn to the. I mean, I'm a former quarterback. I was always more geared towards the offensive side of it. When I coached high school, I called the offense. So it's when I got hired in Baltimore where I just kind of got thrown in. You know, with the defense, and it stuck, and I just actually got connected with Rex, and it was full speed ahead from there. So, no, I've heard that, and I know, you know, I think it's important, though, that the players see it a certain way, but they understand, too, the thinking that goes behind it. I always like to explain the why. So, I hope that answered your question.